I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Several Toronto students are calling on the city to invest more in affordable public transit and to scrap the 10-cent fare increase. In the latest budget subcommittee meetings this week, the city indicated that TTC riders should expect the fare hike, as well as longer wait times until increased ridership returns. According to the city, ridership has yet to return to pre-COVID-19 numbers, and said it must work within its current means. Students from elementary schools, colleges, and universities say that the many individuals that rely on public transit will deal with a larger financial burden, especially with the TTC Fare Pass program not expanded.
Hello everyone, I am Arushi Nath, a grade 8 student from the Spadina Fort York Ward. My favorite subject is maths, yet I do not see budgeting as a number exercise. I see budgeting as a tool to improve lives of people in Toronto. But it is a double-edged tool. Sometimes, cuts in the budget can increase costs, and an increase in the budget can cut costs. Let me share three examples from the budget. First, the budget plans to save $46 million per year through service cuts in the TTC during off-peak hours. It means that those who do not have the privilege to work or study from home, students like me, shift and part-time workers on daily wages, nurses, support workers, and grandparents would have to wait longer on TTC stops. Waiting is a productivity loss for vulnerable groups that could have gone to increasing income, education, childcare, enjoying parks and libraries, as well as volunteering. Assuming around 250,000 riders at off-peak hours must wait an additional 3 minutes longer daily, valuing their time at minimum wage levels translates to over $58 million being taken away from this vulnerable group per year who have no choice but to take the TTC. A 10-cent increase would even increase this cost.
I am Tima. I am the president of Centennial College Student Association. We represent 22,000 students going to 5 campuses across Toronto. I'm a Centennial student as well, and I want to tell you a little bit more about our students. More than half of us are the first in our families to access post-secondary education in Canada. More than half of us are mature students, often balancing family responsibilities and school at the same time. A third of us cannot rely on our parents. We live off campus, we pay our own rent, we commute to school, often by using transit. And all of us are the labor force of tomorrow. Post-secondary students are the future nurses, they are the future social workers, the future technicians, and future business owners. People who are able to graduate post-secondary education, despite all odds, have better chances at living healthy lives and finding meaningful employment. So what can the city, what can the mayor, and what can the council do to make sure that more people are able to successfully graduate with a post-secondary education? For a first, it would be to create a responsible budget. Affordable housing, a safe city that is supported by social services and reliable transit are all vital. And today, I'm here to highlight the impact of the proposed cuts to TTC services and the increased fare. Decreasing service means that students are going to be left waiting for the bus when they need to be in classes, when they need to be at their multiple part-time jobs that they're using to fund their lives, and when they need to be picking up their kids from daycare after school. The proposed cuts in service means that students and transit riders will be waiting for longer periods, especially at night. It means that buses, streetcars, subways will be more crowded, less reliable, less safe, all while transit users and students are paying more. If we think that 10 cents is not a lot, I want to share some of the conditions that students come to us with. I had a student bring up that they are worried about the price of instant noodles at their local dollar store increasing from 25 cents to 33 cents. And now for $1, instead of being able to buy 4 packs of noodles, for $1 they can only buy 3. And they're budgeting how they're going to do that for the rest of their week. We have students, when we provide a coat drive, students come up to us and ask us if we're also donating boots, because students have shoes that are not keeping the water out when they go out in the rain and when they go out in the snow. These are the students who are going to be waiting late at night for buses, for streetcars, and for subways.
So hi everyone. So my name is Lee and I'm a graduate student attending the University of Toronto studying history with a specialization in immigration. I'm also staff for the Scarborough Campus Students Union as a campaigns and advocacy coordinator. I grew up in Don Valley West, and for most of my life I've been riding the TTC, whether it be attending classes, working, or visiting family and friends. While I currently live in Parkdale High Park, I work in Scarborough Rouge Park and attend classes in University Rosedale. My commute from home to my job approximates an hour and a half on a good day, which is already an extraordinarily long commute. It's also incredibly difficult to get from the downtown U of T St. George campus to the U of T Scarborough campus. I know so many students who commute between those campuses trying to make it to their classes and TA-ships and RA-ships. This also includes U of T Mississauga as well. These impending service cuts mean being late for work and for class. It also means more time waiting in the cold. Cuts to off-peak service will affect shift workers, women, low-income, and racialized riders the most. Those are who travel more outside of rush hour. We also see the increase of policing on our TTC disproportionately affecting those who are low-income and racialized as well. With the additional 10-cent fare increase, this means we'll be paying more for less service. As a student in Ontario, we are already paying the second highest tuition fees in Canada. With the high cost of living, rent, and food inflation, students are being priced out of the city. This also disproportionately affects international students who pay up to 4 to 6 times more in tuition fees than domestic students. I urge everyone to reverse this fare increase. If anything, as Ty has already mentioned, we need fare capping, meaning free rides after tapping enough single fares to cover the cost of a monthly pass.
For individuals who qualify, a TTC fare pass provides a 33% discount on single fares and a 21% discount on monthly passes. At the moment, the fare pass is eligible for individuals ages 20 to 61 and those that are receiving assistance through the Ontario Disability Support Program, Ontario Works, Toronto Child Fare Care Fee Subsidy, or Rent Geared to Income Subsidy. To be eligible for the fare pass, the applicant's family income must meet the program's definition of low income. Also, during the subcommittee meetings that continue this week, other topics discussed include Toronto's approach to investing in social services for the city's unhoused. Warming centers, which were a major part of the city's extensive winter plan for 2023, continue to be opened periodically despite the frequent cold weather alerts. More details to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.